Maybe just following up where Mark left off, did you ever think an 18-year-old at 11 goals in 14 games in this game?
No. I mean, he obviously can score goals. It's nice to have someone on the team that has a touch like that. He's doing a lot of good things, and hopefully we can continue to keep getting better.
With guys like him scoring, maybe that takes a little less pressure off some veterans to score, but how frustrating is your little drought you got going?
I mean, there's ups and downs. It's, something that, I'm not too worried about it because sooner or later they'll start going in. But, I'm just glad that, we're playing, decent hockey as a club where, we're not, falling way behind. We're, doing good things.
When you went out on the ice after the game last night and taking shots, is that testing out new sticks? Was it...
Yeah, I had about six or seven new sticks, and haven't been practicing much, so I just don't sleep right away after a game, so I just figured I'd grab a few sticks and go shoot some pucks.
Not just the veterans on this team, the veterans around the league. I've wondered, is it a humbling experience to see some of these young guys come in and hit so fast, do well so fast?
Yeah, it is. It's kind of crazy, thinking, how old I am, and then these kids coming in and doing so good, and the opportunities that they get at such a young age compared to the way it used to be. It used to be 22 before you really got the chance to play in the NHL. And these kids are coming right out of juniors or college or whatever, and they're getting a great opportunity. It's it's just nice to see.
Do you think they realize the significance of, like, Patrick Laine, 18 years old, leading the league in scoring? Do you think he realizes the significance of what he's doing right now?
I don't think so much, but I think he knows that, everyone's watching, and he's obviously got you guys to make sure he knows.
How much better can your team get, team play?
It's all depending on, how we stick together. It's, one of those things that, a team's got to, play every night and, believe in the guy sitting next to him and, just keep working. I think we can do a lot of good things and, start building for, a good future.
How satisfying or rewarding is that to be able to come home for just one game like that and have the game like you did as a team getting ready to head on the road here again today?
Definitely, boosts the room up a little bit. It gets guys, a little looser and, just closer together.
How's it been for you to have Jacob back?
It's been good. It's, he's always a good guy that can always laugh with and play some jokes with. So it's fun to have him back and excited to get him back in the lineup.
Can you share your best one-liner for him?
I don't know if I've said one yet to him. No, I got nothing right now.
Dustin, you've been playing in so many heavy minutes so far this season. Do you have an ideal time on ice that suits you? Do you feel like, do you like being in, say, the 24-minute mark, 25?
I think the more you play, the better you are, the more you're engaged in the game. It's something that, I really haven't sat down and thought about it, but I guess the more I play, I guess the better I feel out there, and I feel like I've done more for the team and played well.
Even at 30 minutes, you don't feel overtaxed?
No, I can't say I really have. Felt good, and felt like the game's been there pretty good.
Would that have been harder in your younger days? More prepared for it now?
Yeah, I think that's just something that, you just got to build, and you just got to, eventually build up to it, and you just learn how to, play in, each minute and as the game goes along, too.